G'day, Jake Briggs here from First Peoples Disability Network Australia, and I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, and to the rest of you mob out there that are listening in, welcome. Well, we're going to jump into just a step-by-step through guide of the MyGov account. That's just a stepping stone lead up to get you in to the Australian Department of Human Services MyGov page. That leads into the NDIS participant portal MySpace. So, in your internet browser, type in http://my.gov.au or Google MyGov. That will take you to the Australian Department of Human Services MyGov page. The MyGov page outlines some of the services available with Centrelink, Australian Tax Office and Medicare, but we're going to link the MyGov account to the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Click onto Create an Account for the next step. This page, step one, has terms of use that you can read in full or skip to the option of I agree to comply. On this page of step two, you type in an email address that you want to use and they will send a numbered code to your nominated email address. Continuing with step two, you type in the code that was sent to your email. Step three, you can enter your mobile phone number, which they indicate it increases the security, or simply skip the page for next step. Step four, create a password that must have at least 7 characters and include at least 1 number. Then you go ahead and re-enter the password, then onto the next step. Step five, you have to create 3 secret questions and answers that has 8 options to choose from. We'll run through them. So this is if you forget your username or password, you'll know your secret question to retrieve your username and most likely have to change the password for security reasons, which is pretty standard. So group 1 of 3, 8 secret questions are 1. What is the name of the first street you lived in? 2. Where did I go on my first holiday? 3. What was my favourite childhood book? 4. What was the first single album I bought? 5. What was the name of my first pet? 6. What was the name of my first boyfriend or girlfriend? 7. What was my favourite place to visit as a child? And the last question, number 8, you have an option to write your own secret question answer. So on to group 2 of 3, 8 secret questions answers are 1. What was the model of a car I learnt to drive in? 2. What are the last 5 digits of my sports membership card? 3. What is the most memorable moment of my adult life? 4. What is the name of the primary school I attended? 5. Who was my favourite teacher at school? 6. What person from history do I most admire? 7. What was the first movie I went to? And also, onto the last question answer, lock group 1. Number 8, you have the option to write your own secret question answer. Last group, 3 of 3, secret question answers are 1. What was my favourite subject at school? 2. What sport or hobby did I do as a child? 3. What was my nickname at school? 4. What is my favourite memory from school? 5. What was my first job? 6. Who was my first employer? 7. What was your first live concert, theatre or band I went to see? And like the other two groups, the last question answer, number 8, you have an option to write your own secret question answer. Pretty much all done, getting there, but now you have a choice of 2 usernames, which is either a letter, number combination, or your email. And I advise to go with your email for ease of access, but for security reasons, if you want to step it up a notch, go with a letter number combination. Righto. So after going back to the homepage and entering in your username and password, MyGov will send you a verification number to your supplied mobile phone number or email address to get into your MyGov account. You can now link up government services under the MyGov account, which you'll want to click on the National Disability Insurance Scheme line tab to take you to the NDIS participant portal, MyPlace. There are many government services to link to your MyGov account, as said before, with Medicare, Child Support and Centrelink, just to name a few. When entering the NDIS participant portal, MyPlace, at first will ask you for an activation code, your last name and also your birth. Your activation code should have been emailed or a letter sent out from the Department of Human Services. If you're having trouble not being able to get the activation code, contact the phone number 1800 800 110. If you have any queries about when you're in the NDIS participant portal MyPlace on how to access your plan and have some control over the portal, that's going to be a fee per service for individuals and providers. So if you want to go that next step, email inquiries, enquiries, at fpdn.org.au or call the office number on 02 92 67 4195. This screenshot step-through guide will be available in the resource tab on First Peoples Disability Network website, www.fpdn.org.au. Also, apart from the internet browser for MyGov, it is available as an app. And with our podcasts, or we call them mobcasts for you mob out there, they are available via the podcast app with your Apple or your Android units, respectively. Well, I hope that helps for you mob out there, just yarning about the MyGov account and the step-through guide and trying to set it all up to get towards the NDIS participant portal MySpace. Just, I know it isn't easy sometimes, just depending on the person's capability or whatever it may be, trying to get through to that next step. So I look forward to talking to you mob again and having a yarn. So live large, take charge. Cheers. Bye.